US Senate has passed that landmark bill to overhaul the US financial system. The bill was passed by the House of Representatives early this month. The reforms are meant to reduce risk-taking by banks and prevent a repeat of the 2008 global financial crisis. Julia Gillard will make her first visit to Tasmania today as Prime Minister. She'll be hoping to shift the focus away from questions about the role she played in the dumping of Kevin Rudd. While an election date has yet to be set, the Prime Minister has agreed to three debates with the opposition leader Tony Abbott during the election campaign. Worshippers have been killed after suspected suicide bombers struck a mosque in southeastern Iran. Two blasts hit the Shia mosque in the city of Zayadan, in an area that's home to a mostly Sunni population. Medical officials have put the death toll at 20 people, with more than 100 injured. The Vatican has tightened its procedures for dealing with child sex abuse by priests. The time allowed for victims to bring complaints has been doubled to 20 years. The new rules also declare possession of child porn by a priest a crime under church law as well as under civil law. And a Perth butcher says he'll continue to sell horse meat despite receiving death threats. Vince Garifa started selling the meat this week after getting the green light from the state's Food and Agriculture Minister.